Good morning, Unbreakable Rogues. Welcome to Unbreakable Secrets. My name is Roberto. I am the Unbreakable Rogue. Today it is April 25th, 2024. Almost the end of the week. You can email us at ubrogue@gmail.com. And you can follow us at Unbreakable Rogue on Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. We're going to be downloading some great, great content, motivation. This Unbreakable Secrets is the fastest 20-minute podcast in the history of the world. So we just go right to it. Today, we're going to talk about flex. Flex wins, right? How are we flexing our muscles, but to continue to move forward? I was listening to Ed Milet the other day, and makes sense what he says. You know, when you talk to somebody and there's this expression, which is I agree with him because he hate the word, and me too. That expression is like, well, you know, it is what it is. You know, oh, it is what it is. And I think people are getting used to the, oh, it is what it is. And he was like, what do you mean? You know, it's so negative talking about yourself. Like you already establish a behavioral pattern. Like it's, you know, whatever they throw at you, if they throw you shit, you eat the shit. If they throw you, you know, garbage, you know, the remains, that you eat the remains. So it's so bad for us if we're not continually flexing our lives and stretching in the way, you know. This is my second week tracking everything as far as my exercises, my social media, so I can keep track of what do I do in a daily basis. I never have done it. I did it a few years ago and on my food, and I always wanted to just track my progress. So I decided, you know what, I am gonna put a spreadsheet on the computer, and I'm gonna start tracking manually and in the computer every single day for the past 2 weeks. Everything is tracked because that's how I wanna flex. I wanna, like, for example, I've been doing about 105 push-ups a day. Plus, I do the whole workout, which I don't track the rest of the workout. Like people do, like the arms and legs, you know, not quite there yet, right? But I do track the movement. I do track the miles that I run every day, right? It's just my runs, the pace per mile, the cadence and the calories you burn. Why? Because I want to know. I want to know my progress. Now, mentally, what actually has been doing that to me is been to trigger something in my brain, that my brain, it is activating another cell that has been in a sleeping mode. You know, when the movies, you say it go, you know, where the sleeper cells are, you know, or cells of, you know, like, you know, people that could do bad things to people, they're quiet and then just attack with least suspected. They call them sleeper cells, right? And, you know, in the real life, there's tons of probably sleeper cells, and I don't know what they, but I don't care. So anyway, if we're not flexing our muscles, then those sleeper cells in our bodies, then they never get activated. So for me, start doing tracking, something that I haven't done in years, my sleeper cells are out. So I'm like feeling so, I'm automatically more motivated. You know, I've been drinking more water. This is gonna be my third week remotely next week. So I'm like, man, I'm so excited because, you know, retired off construction, all these physical work, and you know, I've been, you know, putting my business, and I've been, you know, studying for my real estate license, and it's been a process, right? But what it does to me, it is not only I improve almost up to a 50%, I increase my dispositions to succeed. If we're not increasing our dispositions to win, then we'll stay in the same position that we were in, you know, a month ago, 2-3 months ago, a year ago. You know, I've been sober for 3 years, which has been like amazing. It's been amazing. right? You know, it's been, you know, we moved, you know, to another state, and it's been 6 months, and we're still, you know, finding our groove into the new state, right? You're finding our flex, right? Finding, you know, activities to do, finding our place in the new place, right? So, and obviously, you know, getting our goals and our spiritual life, you know, back in check, but we gotta keep flexing. You gotta keep like the momentum going, and we're gonna talk about, you know, later on, we're gonna talk about momentum. We're gonna talk about a lot of you know conscious mind, the subconscious mind, what actually being worked for me, because I'm 50, right? At 50 euro, I close a book, right? When in the day that I turned 50, which I automatically turned a big page in my life, I said this 50, I'm not gonna worry about the past 50. Which I learned a lot. I did a lot. I didn't do a lot, and so everything just kind of mixed. It's a mixed feelings. But me, in a way, the 50 years. Now I say, you know what? I close the page. The next 50, it's time to really push my body, my education, whatever, to the next level. Right? I gotta flex even harder. I gotta test myself, but I gotta become more organized. So I'm writing more. I'm you know, during my day I had to be. Now I have to be very, very, very picky. How do I spend my time? You know, I have tons of you know, I read a lot of information about how can you become more effective, and you know, the 7 habits of highly effective people, you know, how to win friends and influence people, but if we're not applying, so I've been applying all these concepts for the past, you know, 20, 30 years, right? But now that I'm 50, I'm more of a, okay, what worked, what didn't work, and I'm applying all that experience for the past just half of century. I mean, I'm shocked, but in a way that I want to live. I have probably another 50 years to live, so not only I'm excited, but in a way I'm not going to waste 50 years. I'm like, okay, what, you know, what did I didn't do 50 years ago that is going to take me for the next 50 to a completely different world? Well, I have already mapped out. If you're not have already mapped out your next 50 years, I mean, you got to focus in the present. And one of the things that I don't care about the future, because the future doesn't exist. The present exists. I became more aware that the present moment, the present time, it counts. Not only since I'm tracking everything, I can go back, you know, at the day that I turned 50, oh, you remember, man, I just did 100 push-ups. Now I do 1,000. Man, how far have I come? But we don't track in those, that evolutions in our life. So we don't know. I mean, we kind of know, but we don't actually see it in our own eyes. Oh man, I mean, I came long. I mean, I can tell you that I came far along, you know, after, you know, 3 years sober and just like in a way that I, man, what's the next 50 are going to be the next best 50 for me. More meditation, less time in social media. You know, I'm going to put my trainings, but I'm going to be, I have a set of beliefs that I don't want to compromise my way and my style of living. You know, what God has for me for the next 50. So I got to be very, very smart, very diligent. And the content I put out, and because I want to have the experience that I can, you know, teach somebody, but it's gonna be in a very exclusive, right? People are dreaming I'm gonna go massive, I'm gonna go worldwide, and they're just like, and after these guys to go worldwide, what they're gonna do? They wanna go seclude. They wanna go alone because they don't want to be around people, right? So they do the, I'm going to do the opposite, right? I'm going to do the things that I want to do and keep my private life more private, instead of then, you know, just, you know, they burn all these bridges, these folks, and they just, You know, they don't know how to manage their lives, and they ended broke or they ended dead, and they said, no, I'm gonna calm down. I'm gonna do the opposite of these dudes. I'm just gonna keep myself more in a way that I want to live my life the way I want to live my life. That's why I became the unbreakable rogue, right? When I was working with a friend of mine and I was going sales and I was going out, I said, look, you're not paying me to stay in the office. I need to go out there. But he wanted control. You know, he wanted to control everything from me, right? I just cannot be controlled. So I decided, I said, you're a little bit of a rogue. He said, well, yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to break, right? And he called me, a few weeks ago, and he almost like kind of wants to see where I am, right? Because he sometimes is like that. But I'm like, you know what? I am going to focus and flex my life in a way that I'm not going to let anybody decide how I'm going to do my business, how I'm going to present my business, right? Because in a way that I can be out from social media for 3-4 months. So enjoy this content because, even though I want to post in a daily basis, to my content, I want to remain in a way that if I can take 6 months off and you don't hear about the unbreakable rogue, then you have already all the content, all the things that you needed to do in the first place in order for you to go to the next level. I gave out tons of books that you should be reading. I suggest that you go to the library and actually start documenting yourself. There's a lot of, and I'm talking about, but it all depends what direction you want to go. You know, for me, becoming a Christian and baptized, I'm like, you know, I don't have any, I'm just a tool for the Most High God, right? So I don't have any reservations to tell the truth. But I'm not gonna be a follower of other people or other influencers, you know. Even though I study their marketing, but I don't buy into their habits, whatever they. I mean, of course, you know, if there's good habit, you know, good methodology to do things, you know, I practice them. But in a way that you gotta practice your own, you gotta follow your own path. You gotta meditate a lot. You gotta eat a lot of good food, which is the good, you know, with it and on the earth. That's why I always said that the Roman gladiators were plant based gladiators. A lot of beans, a lot of fruits, veggies, a lot of grains, right? And I was listening to this athlete the other day, and oh, you know, red meat. I'm not into red meat. That's not my body, man. That's not my body. And they're like, oh, red meat. This country is obsessed with meat. Go to Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was actually he has quite a few podcasts and stories on Netflix. He was, oh, I'm gonna eat meat, and they were like, but meat it. As we're destroying the planet eating freaking meat. Plant-based foods are most proven, the most effective. But that's my point. But anyway, so going back to the expression that it is what it is. I mean, it's so cringy. Every time I hear that expression, makes me want to vomit. That's why I'm not gonna say that anymore. And we just constantly decide and already, you know, it's, that's it. I'm like, that's it. You know, the other word is retire. Oh, I can't wait for retirement. Oh my, what's retirement? You just people want to just die? And it's so cringy. We need to stop doing that and start living our lives the way you want to live your life. That's why I'm seriously in within the next, you know, since I turned 50, I'm like literally in a state of mind that is I never been in my entire life, and I was just like, you know what, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna boom. One day, if I get tired, if I get, you know, in the pen of the mood that I got in, I'm just gonna switch everything off, and I wanna be off to the races in I don't know, Thailand, and I'm gonna be out for decades. I don't know, who knows, right? But right now, we're gonna live our lives, try to put our information, our content out there, and just make this world a better place, man. It's some, I mean, this world is, I mean, we have so much. There's so much thing to do. There's so much activities. There's so much things we can learn yet. But we just got to be more effective with our time and flex our muscles, our stretch. I did literally quite a few floor exercises and just stretch with no weights, like, you know, your own body weight. You stretch and just exercise, you know, breathing exercises, and just like having that, you know, that peace of mind, having that relaxation mode, and just like, because that's how people create their content. You got to be into the relaxed mode so everything can flow, you know, energy. You know, I spent the last hour and a half listening to this guided meditation tapes, and it just like constantly flow, you know, the energy and reject all that, you know, that energy that is useless to your body, and it's just like in a high state, high frequency energy, because our bodies are full of energy, right? That what happened in the weekends, right? In the weekend is a lot of frequency going on, because people are going in the weekend. You know, it's Friday, it's Thursday, so people are like, oh my God, I'm gonna go drink, I'm gonna go do that. We're gonna, so they're like, they're so on sync, because they haven't flexed that, you know, their muscle minds, you know, the brain mind, the cells. It's like, I believe there's like 6 billion or 6 trillion cells in the body, so each one communicate with each other. If we're not keeping that flexing every day, and so they, all the sleeper cells can get up and say, man, where I have been for the next 50 years, because we've been in a sleeping mode. After the pandemic, everything went up to crap. And people are like zombies, right? Like the, you know, all these, like zombies, like, and they're like, they're just, everything is completely unsynced. Everything is out of place, out of whack. So we got to, you know, when you go to the chiropractor, is, oh, my back was out of whack. But yeah, the same with your body. You have continuously put your body on sync and finding the right methods. That's why I've been doing the red light therapy and the cryotherapy. And man, what a great, great feeling, man. Your body feels great, you know, and you know, your everything feel, you know, your food tastes better, you know, your state of mind is clear. And the best thing is just go out there, and at some point you just gotta go and be in a secluded place and go hiking where nobody is, right? I usually go to parks where nobody is actually in the parks. You know, we live in a nice, pretty nice apartment complexes, and sometimes I see, you know, kids playing like in the streets, and I see the parents, which I know the parents, they have cars. I say, why do you take your kids to the park? I mean, there's so many parks in this country, and these kids, they play in the parking lot. Come on, go out there and find some good national parks and go hike in the state of North Carolina. Go online and check the state of North Carolina. There's so much parks, and we go and play in the parking lot. Come on, man. It's all these parents, bro. It's all these parents. Not, I'd say, my dad. My dad always took us. My dad always took us to the park. My dad always took us out there. Rest in peace, that is soul. He's always took us places. Took us to the beach, took us to the park, to walk, to bike, to hike. Always, always. My dad was an adventurer. My father was an adventurer. Man, oh man, I miss that old man, man. I mean, he was such a great dude, man. Such a great dude. Such a great dude. Have a good afternoon. Have a great day. Go help somebody that can never repay you. Go and check the podcast. Share it with your friends, with the family. You can email me at ubrogue@gmail.com. Go to the YouTube channel at Unbreakable Rogue. Instagram and at Unbreakable Rogue. Have a share, follow, subscribe. Have a great afternoon. And enjoy this weekend. Spend time with yourself. Flex your body. Flex your muscles. Stretch, stretch, stretch. And you feel the difference. I feel amazing. I feel superb. I feel fantastic. And that's the conversation that you had to go with yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and what you see. Man, I'm good. I feel great. I know I don't have the perfect body, but I'm going. Thank God for this new opportunity to give us to live today, to breathe, and let's go. You are in control. Have a good day. Love you guys. And we'll see you when I see you.